You cannot unhear a butt dial. You can't. Whatever happens, the second you pick up that phone, and you know you're nosy, because I am too, I'd be like, what? What's every single thing going on in this situation right now, right? You can't unhear a butt dial. And what she overheard, the guy she's dating, the butt dial, what do we do with it now? Now what do you do with it? That's what we're going to solve today on the show with Ask My Mom. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
Not just any mama's boy, you're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Woo, Thursday, baby. Yeah. Welcome to the show. We got three principles on this show. It's live, laugh, love your mom. We live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
We are about to play a wedding prank on my sister, because for the last about 15 minutes, I've heard nothing about how stressed my sister is about her wedding right now. And why, in my demented mind, is the first thing I want to do is play a joke on her. You know why? Because I'm an older brother, and that's what we do. That's what we do out in this world.
That's right. You have to pick on your baby sister.
We play jokes on each other. Let me actually tell you a story about my little sister. Well, I'll tell you next week. I'm going to tell you right before a wedding. I got a few stories about my sister. I'm going to bring her on right before her second first wedding.
Okay.
If I can get some time with her next week.
Her second wedding for her first marriage.
So, Mom, you've got to do this before anybody listens. So you may have to do it tonight.
Oh.
Because once this gets released, I don't want her to find out that we're doing this before you do it, right?
Okay.
So my sister, about a month ago, made the statement to my mom that she thinks I would have so much, or was it you, Mom, that made a comment? Or somebody made a comment that they thought I would have such a better time if I brought a date to the wedding, right? Uh-huh. Was that you? Who was that?
It could have been me or Maggie.
Okay, I don't remember.
We both talked about it.
Mm-hmm. So as we're sitting here, my mom and I are just kind of talking about like the wedding stuff before we start recording today. And I was like, she was talking about how stressed out Maggie is, which too would be understandable. and we were just kind of talking about like accommodations and everything and you know, who's staying in what room and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, we're going to play a little prank on Maggie because I know that she's like going to not...
a not good place, so you're going to make it worse for her.
But like hopefully it'll like bring her smile to her face after she realizes it's fake.
Okay.
All right, Mom, this is what I want you to do is tonight I want you to call Maggie and I want you to tell her that I'm gonna bring a date, but it's a girl that I just met on the internet a week ago.
Oh my
and
god.
And I asked you today during the podcast, right before we started recording the podcast, if you thought it'd be okay if I brought this, it brought this girl.
Oh my God.
how do you think, let's make predictions right now, how we think that conversation is going to go.
She'll say what I just said. Oh my God. Who is this woman? And is she going to be in our family photos?
And then you have to say yes.
Okay.
You have to say like you in true Nancy Yancey fashion. I want you to be like, you have to be like, well, we don't want to be rude to her, so I feel like we should at least invite her to be.
Oh my god.
Tell me that's not a real Nancy Yancey response though. Possibly you would say something along the lines of that, you know?
Would be. Yeah, she would not be surprised by that response.
So we're going to play a little prank, and then tomorrow I want you to come back and tell us how Maggie handled that. Now, my sister is a week away from her second first wedding. And if you're like, what does that mean? Because I know you're in your head, you're like, wait, what? My sister's having a second wedding for her first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
They had a wedding 3 months ago, it feels like. When was it? 6 months ago, maybe?
It was in March, yes.
In March. Uh-huh. They wanted to wait till COVID had died down, which I think it's raging more than ever right now. Mm. So they planned this one out further because we all thought the vaccine was going to handle it. Now here we are.
Yeah.
Here we are. So
here we are with 170 guests.
Just to add a little stress to Maggie's life and just have a little fun. Because I'm hoping like she'll hear it and like it'll kind of take, just make her laugh enough after she realizes it's, it is also a chance she might, it depends on how my mom pulls it off, if she'll actually believe it or not.
So well, let's hope she's speaking to me.
Yes. For Friday's show, we'll come back and we'll do it. We'll do a little update on what happened.
Yeah.
I had a weird thought yesterday. I don't know if most dog owners go this. Let me read you the survey that came out today. Is that new survey finds that 47% of dog owners admit they feel some kind of separation where they aren't with their pooches. And I definitely feel that. Like if I go out of town and I'm just so used to Kiki being around my feet at all times, Kiki is a, in case you're new, she's a Chihuahua. She's 4.7 pounds. Tiny, tiny little thing.
So tiny.
And super cute, super sweet. But when I'm ever in the kitchen or in the living room, she's always by my side. I'm outside, she's by my side, right? Mm-hmm. And so when she's not, like, I don't keep her in the bedroom because she pees on the carpet and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But if I'm ever in the living common areas, she's by my side, right?
Right.
I'll keep reading the survey. Most dog owners will only be away from their pooch an average of 9 days. And during a typical day, they'd only leave them for about 6.7 hours total. Mm. Mm. 76% of dog owners insist their pets suffer from separation anxiety when they are not at home. And dogs do. Dogs respond to barking and making noises, peeing, and defecating in the house and more. Dogs respond by defecate, by barking and making noise. Let me read more into that, what that actually means. Okay. Here we go. This is how. Okay. So, as far as how pets show their separation anxiety.
Yes, that's right.
They bark and they make noise. 50% of dogs do that. They urinate and defecate in the house, which maybe that's what Kiki's doing. Maybe she's just mad. No, I don't think so. She'll poop in the house. I'm sitting right next to her. or they destroy property when they are alone. So you want a few more dog facts while we're here? Why not?
Sure.
70% of people say that they, that in a relationship, their partner didn't let them, let their dog be around as much as they wanted. Almost the same amount want to continue working from home just to help their dog. And 40% of people have canceled plans because they cannot bring their dog with them.
Mm-hmm.
So a little few dog facts going in. I don't know. I've had a really hard week. This has been an emotionally hard week. Tuesday, Wednesday, and now what day is it today? Wednesday? Today's Wednesday. We're recording Thursday release. I have had a hard week. I just haven't been sleeping well at all. I think I've got an average of about 4 hours of sleep on Monday into Tuesday and Tuesday into Wednesday.
Oh.
So I'm just a little off. And so last night, for some reason, I was sitting on my couch, and if you follow me on Instagram, you probably saw this. I was sitting there and I realized that, I was like, if something were to happen to me, like, what would happen to Kiki?
I would take care of her.
Would you? Because that's something that we've never really discussed before.
Oh, there would be no question.
So you would just take her in?
Of course.
Okay. But I feel like a lot of pet, I mean, I guess like maybe my situation is pretty unique because I live by myself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like if something were to happen to me, like what would happen? You know, like what would happen? So I wanted to have that discussion with you that if something does happen, I want you to be able to give Kiki her best life.
Well, don't worry, I will.
Okay. And then that kind of made me think too. I was like, do I need a will? Like at age 38. Like, do I need a will? And I don't really know, like, because what happens when you die and you don't have a will? What even happens?
It's intestate and it goes to the courts, and the courts usually get most everything delved out to the government.
Oh.
Yeah. You need
didn't know that.
Yeah. You need a will.
Do most people have wills?
I don't think young people do.
Am I a young person? I don't consider myself a young person.
No. I think by the age of 30.
You think
most
people?
Definitely. I think you should definitely have one.
But do they?
But I don't know that they do.
I was thinking about that. Not to get morbid or anything, but let's just say something were to happen, right?
Right.
Like more, I mostly, isn't that funny? I mostly care what happens to Kiki first. Like, I just want to make sure she's like taken care of and like has her best life. And like, do you know how much food to give her? Which pill? You wouldn't even know what pills to give her. Like she takes 4 pills a day.
I do know.
Oh, that's right.
Pills.
You do. You do. Okay. Just gives me so much anxiety. I can only imagine what it feels like to have kids. Holy crap. If this is the anxiety I have about having a dog and something happened to me, I can't imagine like how you feel like you have kids.
That's a tough decision.
But that might be something that like we like start thinking about, you know? And maybe if you have kids, you do start to think about that more. Maybe I'm sound like a dummy right now. Maybe most people are like, obviously I have a will.
I don't think they do.
But I need to put in there what to do with Kiki. Because I don't really care. Honestly, I don't care what happens with my stuff. Like, whatever. Y'all can do what y'all want with it.
Well, you don't want to give it to the government, do you?
I just want to make sure. Just bury me with my PlayStation 5 that I'm never going to open. That worked really hard.
It'll still be in the box.
Be in the box.
We'll put your box of cremains right next to your box of PlayStation 5.
Let me think of what else would actually mean something to me. I want my PlayStation 5 because I worked really hard for it. You can bury me with my radio station headphones because, you know, that's like my tried and true partner.
And your Mario games.
Yeah, maybe just one. You can pick one. Maybe Mario Kart, probably my favorite one. Just put that in there.
Okay.
And then what else do I want to be buried with? I guess that's really about it. Barry, actually, you know what? And I mean this with all sincerity. I mean this with 1,000% sincerity. No joke. No joking right now. I swear to you, if something happens to me, I really want you to bury me with my cell phone.
Really?
Yes. I don't want my cell phone, anyone having access to my cell phone. I would
Why?
Rather, I'm just saying. That's does anyone else have terrible anxiety? And listen,
can
I'm
we,
not like super scandalous.
First?
But I feel like my deepest, darkest thoughts are in my cell phone. The most vulnerable spot of my life is for sure my cell phone.
Oh my god.
Previous
gosh.
Search histories. You know, text message conversation. There may be a photo or two saved on there that I wouldn't, I'd be embarrassed if my mom knew I had on my phone. You know what I mean?
Oh boy.
So I'm asking you, this is what I want. My PlayStation unboxed. I mean, boxed. Don't unbox it. Leave it in there. I want you to put in my one Mario game, Mario Kart,
I'm
preferably.
I'm going to sell that PlayStation to pay for your funeral.
My radio headphones. I actually put the radio headphones on my head. Okay, in my funeral.
Oh, you're not going to be cremated?
No, because I can't bring my stuff with me. And then I worry about what happens to my phone. Unless you cremate my phone with me, then that's fine.
Oh, God.
Okay. And then I want you to put my cell phone in my front pocket.
Oh.
And no one touch it, and just bury it underground.
Oh.
And don't worry about it.
I see.
You know. Okay.
Enough said. We'll have a more serious conversation about this later. But okay, I got it. Let me just say, out of all that, you don't have to worry about Kiki.
Okay. Mom's like, I can't wait for you to die so I can go through your cell phone now. Now it sounds very intriguing.
No, trust me. I don't want to know what's in that cell phone.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
I'm the last one that would want to know that.
I don't want anyone to know what's in the cell phone, to be completely honest with you. I think it's best if we just let it burn. Let it go.
But you do need a will.
Yeah.
Everyone
okay.
Needs a will.
Well, I'll start looking into that with all my free time. That actually leads me into my next conversation. How do you feel about this theory? Because I've been thinking about this all day today. Is it okay to have a bad day?
Of course.
Okay.
And sometimes you need to give yourself permission to have a bad day.
Okay, good. I was hoping this was the theory that you were gonna, are you the answer you were gonna give me? Is it okay to have a bad day? And like your answer is yes, right? Like if I'm your friend, and I'm coming to you, I'm like, hey, listen, I'm having like just a really bad day. Like, chill. You know, I think we all do that with our friends.
Yes, I hope so.
I left yesterday's podcast not feeling great about it.
That was a bad one.
It was not a great episode yesterday.
No.
I was extremely tired. Yes. And I had one of those days, and I need you to picture my life for 1 second. This is not a pity party, but just, you know, some understanding. Wake up around 3:30, 3:45, maybe 4. Okay. Go in. I grind on the radio show. Like, I grind. Like, basically, if you listen to us in San Diego, I'm basically doing the job of myself, of our producer Chris, and C-Riz. Okay, I'm doing all those jobs,
right?
And Jess is pretty much doing the job of Gina and Jess, and some of Chris too. We're basically splitting Chris's role, so we're doing about 2.5 people's worth of job. Okay, so like when I leave there, like I have to leave there by noon, 12:30 every day. Not because like I get to like for sure get home and get a nap, but like I have literally nothing else to give.
Yeah, you're fried.
I'm fried. Like we don't get breaks. There's no breaks. There's no like we don't take a 10-minute coffee break. We don't take a lunch. You know, a lot of people like get a lunch in between. Like we don't. We just go in and we grind, and then we leave. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I come home. I eat lunch. I get a nap. It takes me about 30 minutes to mentally kind of get up. Maybe a little bit longer. 30, 45 minutes to kind of get back into a headspace post nap to where I can be productive. And you're like, why don't you just cut the nap out? That sounds kind of stupid for you to like a waste. I will not be able to do a podcast at night or plan a radio show.
No.
If I'm tired. Right.
Right.
So I do that and I usually get up and it's around 4 o'clock at that point. I then choose to go work out. I have about an hour and most of those days I choose to go work out in that hour. Okay. Come back up here right at 5 o'clock. We hit the show 5 to 7. I do Certified Mama's Boy stuff. Last night I had therapy, but then I have about an hour in between for dinner. And then I come back and I plan the radio show at 8 to 8:30 is radio show plan, 8 to 8:45 maybe. And then I'm in bed, you know? So that's literally my day every single day.
Yeah.
Now on nights that I don't get sleep, if I'm sleeping 4 hours a night, like I'm feeling like shit for lack of, and I'm sorry for using the word shit, but like yesterday was one of those days where I was like, I didn't have a lot going on. Like I didn't, you know, sometimes my mom's got a funny story. I always hope that like somebody else has got a funny story. I was hoping you guys would have those. Thank God it didn't happen stories, but no one really had a lot of those to share. So I'm like, all right, I sit down in front of the podcast and I'm like, it's completely blank. And I'm like, I'm on E, but let's see what we can do here. Let's see what we can throw together. Right. My mom brought a mom tent that I thought wasn't, I think we both kind of agree, wasn't like the best.
Yeah, it wasn't
audible.
Good.
It
was low, and I had low energy too.
It was just like reading it and like if we were to like pre-planned it.
Yeah.
It would have been a lot better. But in that moment, that time that we had, I knew there was no way to save it. And I had two options. I either kept going with it or I said, nah, we're just going to, you know, I basically just stopped thinking like, there's no way we're going to be able to pull this off effectively. And I feel like it's kind of getting boring. And so I'm going to make the executive decision to just stop the segment here. Could have edited it out, but you know what? It is what it is. We're here, right? Like that's just, that's how the show goes sometimes.
Yeah.
So that's it. That's an explanation. So yesterday, arguably not a great day.
Right.
I received two, and we have thousands of people listening to this podcast. I get it. But I received two messages today that I felt were just kind of made me feel icky. About how they were disappointed with the way that I treated you on the podcast.
Treated me?
Yeah. Saying that basically that that I was being rude to you for cutting your segment off, that I seemed like I was rushing through the show yesterday, that I seemed like it was a non-concern to me. One woman said that the show has evolved too much and that she doesn't enjoy it as much as she used to anymore because it's just doesn't feel the same way anymore. And to that, I was really frustrated this morning, like really frustrating because I know yesterday I knew I was burnout. Like I knew knew I was burnout, but I don't have an option. Like I committed to this podcast and I enjoy doing the podcast. Most days I enjoy it. Did I enjoy it yesterday? Honestly, not really.
Right.
But it's a commitment that I made and it's a commitment that I made to you and it's a commitment that I made to our advertisers. And so I show up, you know, and I stopped for a second. I said, Stephen, it's okay. Like, it's okay to have a bad day.
Yeah.
Like, we can't expect, it would be absolutely unacceptable for me to have the pressure on myself to every single day expect every show to be a home run.
Right.
Now, I hope that I don't genuinely come across as not caring about my mom if I'm being rude. Mom, do you feel like I'm rude to you? The only time I feel like I'm rude to you, yesterday I feel like I was not being rude, but just kind of like, frustrated with the situation, just had to kind of move
on.
And
I knew that. I mean, because we always talk for a few minutes before we get started and I had nothing to bring. I really didn't feel good about that mom tin either. You're like, what'd you do today? Nothing. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Okay.
So,
you know, I mean, I knew that it was going to be hard and I was on low energy yesterday too. I knew that was going to be a challenge. So I was not surprised. And no, I did not think you were rude.
When do you think the only time I get frustrated with you is?
With me personally? Yeah.
There's only one time of the week I get frustrated with you.
When is
not
that?
Not frustrated, but just over it.
What, when I talk about Maggie's wedding?
No. Well, that's all the time.
When I have technological problems. Now,
you know what? Even that's funny to me at this point. I think that people take my humor sometimes, me being like mean to you, or I'm poking fun with you, not at you.
Yeah, exactly.
The only time, and I'm gonna let you into a behind the scenes story here. The only time that I truly, genuinely am just over it with my mom, and this is not just my mom, but literally everybody, is when we record Mom's Monday Motivation on Friday after the radio show. And we do a segment for the radio show called Mom's Monday Motivation. And we record it on Friday, though, because it's so early. We play it at like 6:55 on Monday morning.
Right.
And like I'm fried at that point. Like Friday afternoon, I'm done. Like I'm like it's the last thing I do before I walk out of the building. Uh-huh. And so my poor mom sometimes will come on and she'll be all excited to talk to Jess and she's just talking her ear off. I'm like, okay, mom, all right, love you. We really got to get going, though. We really got to get going. And I can just see it. And I think Jess likes it, but I'm just like, we're just...
I talked to my mom, and I'm looking at her. I get so excited.
A thousand things to do. Anyway, back to my theory here. I think that we have to give ourselves permission to have a bad day and that it's okay. And that I hope that you're still enjoying the podcast. I hope that you still get something out of this. I hope that you don't think that I'm rude to my mom or that you're not getting the same sentiment out of the podcast. Yes, it's different than it was when I had I had 24 hours a day to work on it. I agree. Right. It's not the same podcast that it was.
Right.
I got a lot more content to spread around, a lot more places, and a lot less time to do a certified mama's boy. Mm-hmm. But I still argue this is the most authentic and real spot. If you're looking for like real conversation and like a great mom that's got some great wisdom, I argue this podcast is still top notch. And if I'm wrong, tell me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe 95% of these people think that this podcast has gone to hell. And I'll accept that. Like maybe, I don't know. But I'm just trying to write off yesterday's show. It's just a bad day. And yeah. I hope that like you'll also give me and everyone else in your life permission to have a bad day and it be okay.
Yes.
You know, we don't all sleep well. We all are going through something. We had a rough day at work. We have stressors outside that we don't really know what's going about. I can promise you the one thing that I'm going to come to the table with every day is authenticity. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sugarcoat it here. If I feel like crap, I want to say I feel like crap. Mm-hmm. And I hope that you can like approve of that. I hope that in your mind, you can mentally digest that and say, you know what? Like we're a family here. Like we're a podcast family and like, it's okay.
Right.
And I promise you, I'm going to bring you 100% of what I've got for that day. Yesterday, it was about 25%, but I brought you 100% of 25%. I promise you.
There you go.
So anyway, it's okay to have a bad day. And I hope that you'll keep that theory in mind because honestly, it did change my mindset today. It changed my mindset from like feeling kind of bummed and crummy. It took about 2 hours and I was like just sitting there just like, ugh, feeling just crummy. I'm like, why am I even doing this stupid podcast? Everybody hates it. What's the point? Why does it even matter? You know? And I was like, it's all right. You had a bad day. You had a bad day. You had a bad show.
Yeah.
And we're back here today and we're just
day and we're feeling
thankful
better
for you. Yeah.
And
got about five hours sleep last night. So that's good. Extra hour.
That's an improvement.
Goes a long way. So that's good. That's good.
And I'm feeling better today than yesterday.
Yeah, I can feel it. I can feel it.
I didn't have a good day yesterday either. So
I can feel it. So anyway, thank you so much for putting up with us, even on our hard days.
Yeah. Especially on our hard days.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, let's get to our quote for today, Mom.
Okay, it's from Rumi, and he says, "Why do you stay in prison when the door is so wide open?" I love that. Of course, I love Rumi's work, but why do we stay in prison when the door is wide open? We imprison ourselves. Through our mind, our thinking, our, you know, beating up on ourselves. And, you know, we need to remember the door is open for us and that we have to be courageous enough to walk through the door or walk out the door. Because these prisons are in our mind. I mean, they're in our mind.
Yeah. Some of them are. I'd say some of them are even in our lives. I would say most of them are in our minds.
Yes.
But most of the things that you imprison, we'll use today, you imprison yourself for are the same things that you have complete control over.
That's right.
You know?
That's
And you have 100% the ability to change.
Yes.
But that's when you get the old, what if?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
If I do this,
what's going to happen? What's going to happen if I do this? What are people going to think? How will I not? How could I ever? What will happen? You know, like it's all those doubts.
Yes.
But that's a really good quote. Why, you know, if you have complete control over your life, which you do, I can't think of one situation you can tell me you could not get out of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I need, you know, I can't leave my job. I mean, how am I going to support my family?
Yeah.
And a lot of people leave their jobs and support their families, you know?
Yes.
And it may be uncomfortable for a while, you know?
Yeah. And for so many domestic violence victims, I mean, you know, I've heard this 1,000 times. I'm so grateful that I finally had the courage to leave.
Yeah.
To pick up my bags, to pick up my kids and just leave. Just go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just imprison ourselves.
Yep. Well, that's good. I like that quote. That's a nice one.
Me too. Good.
All right. We're going to get to Ask My Mom here in just a couple of seconds. So it's an advice segment. And she got a butt dial voicemail. And the problem is she can't unhear it now. You can't unhear a voicemail. And so what is she supposed to do with it? We're going to ask my mom in just a couple seconds. All right. Before we get to that, hello to all. No, wait. We're doing Hello Fresh. Hello Fresh. Hello Fresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. And fall gets busy, right? But HelloFresh recipes save you time you'd otherwise be spending on meal planning and shopping and chopping. So you can get back to what matters. Things like back to school is here, right? Kids are going back to school. Even just enjoying your fall days. It's about, I don't know what it is in Georgia, but it's about 4,000 degrees up here right now.
Oh, no, it's nice here today. It's rainy.
Is it? It's it is not. It is, they call this real fall. So what happens, they say in Maryland, is it? Like it, there's hell's something, and then they say we get false fall. We get like two weekends where it's like cooler, and you're like, yay! And then it heats up again, and it's exactly what's happening again this year. So like we're in the 90s again. It's just crazy over here. Yeah. Anyway, but maybe we'll start cooling down wherever you are. Maybe unless you're in San Diego where it's 70 every day. HelloFresh offers 50 menu and market items to choose from every single week. It's vegetarian meals and calorie smart options. And they've also got the extra special gourmet option. There's something special for everyone to enjoy with recipes designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure the deliciousness and the simplicity of your meals. HelloFresh offers the flexibility you need to customize your order on the app within minutes. You can change your delivery day, your food preferences, your plan size. You can skip a week whenever you need to. My mom and my sister both use HelloFresh. Mom, your thoughts?
Yep, love it. No meal planning. It's all right there. Just take it out, put it together in half an hour, and eat something delicious and different.
That's it. Yeah, it's fun, right? It's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to open that brown bag that's got all your ingredients in
yeah.
it. Like you go in the fridge and you're like, what's for dinner tonight? You're like, oh, I can choose it between this and this and this. Mm-hmm. It's all these exciting choices. It's not like you're just like, oh, I got some ground beef and I guess what will I do tonight? Yeah, what will I make with this? It's like, this is exactly what you need. Pre-measured stuff. It's great. I think it's a great time saver, and it's cheaper than going to the grocery store. So go to HelloFresh.com/14Kramer and use the code 14Kramer for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. It is HelloFresh.com/14Kramer and use the code 14Kramer for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh.com/Kramer. All right. We're going to ask my mom in a couple seconds. You can't unhear a butt dial. That's the problem. You cannot unhear a butt dial. And that's now she's not quite sure what to do with it. Before we get to that, certified fans, hello, and oh my friggin' goodness, there may be hope in this world.
Oh my.
Certified fans are people that support our show, and we're really appreciative of you. Thank you for those that don't get annoyed with our bad days and support us. Listen, I get it. Like, I'd be annoyed too. Well, that's kind of a half-assed episode yesterday. Okay, sorry. We try our best with the 2 hours I have allotted every day. And most of that, by the first 20 minutes of me talking to my mom anyway, so got to talk about wedding stuff and everything else. Anyway, with all this said, the point I'm trying to make here is that these certified fans keep the show. They're the backbone of the show. You're like super special to this podcast. And if you want to become a certified fan, text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. And we will give you much love. Much love and appreciation. And you'll also get some inside perks that... for listening, for being a certified fan, you get to join our Facebook page. And the big thing right now is you get an episode dedicated to you. So... and if you want to change your dedication, if you're like, I want to use this and give it to my husband, Mike, for our birthday. Well, that's fine too. I don't know. It can be a gift. It's fine. Go with me here.
I'm not sure how they'll do that, but
anyway. It's fine. Here, let me tell you why I'm really pleased today. Because I told you one of the main reasons why I took the job in Maryland was because I was like, I can go and be on a large platform in a different city and grow the podcast. But I told you that I don't really necessarily know that anybody listens in other in Maryland. I don't know. They've really come over. They've really come over yet. We have a brand new certified fan today, and she is from Maryland, and it makes me so freaking happy.
Exciting.
Like Sarah and Stu, which are some of my favorite people from the radio show. I know they're certified fans. Very appreciative of them.
Yes.
But today we're so happy to welcome Rebecca S. from White Plains, Maryland, to our podcast and our certified fan fam. Rebecca, thank you so much. So appreciative of you. You know, we set out on a goal this month to get 10 new certified fans for my mom's birthday.
Yes.
And we lost three people. So
exactly.
Now we've got our first of 10.
Yes.
With half the month gone. We are so happy to have you. This episode is dedicated to Rebecca S., our newest certified fan. And here is your official whoop whoop.
Yes, yes. I'm so excited. Whoop whoop. To Rebecca S.
Yes, it makes us so happy.
Thank you.
Even after yesterday's crappy show, you still came over. So thank you. Really appreciate that. That actually just validated a lot of my crappy day because I also saw we got certified. I was like, you know what? Like, okay, it's a neutral. It's a wash. And I'll take it. We're really happy to have you. Text
Word
fans.
What's her number?
Oh, she is certified fan number 391.
Wonderful.
So thank you, thank you, thank you. So happy to have you here.
I'm sorry, but I just got excited. If we get my 10 for my birthday gift, we'll be at 400.
400 certified fans.
That's so cool. That's got to happen.
So text the word fans, F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8. We'd love to get 9 more people this month in honor of my mom's birthday. Keep the podcast going. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
Yes.
To get to Ask My Mom. This is an advice segment we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Ask My Mom is a it's a fun little romp. It's a what am I trying to say here? I'm getting tired now.
it's a place to come when you need someone else's opinion on something.
And like maybe it's like too close to your to ask your family or you're actually, you know, like your friend's friend. So ask your podcast friends. You know, we may not know each other by face or by name, but like we're all here. Commonly connected by this. So, and all have each other's back. And that's why we do this. So, you can always write me thatguykramer@gmail.com and we will get your story and your question on the podcast. My mom always gives great advice. So, here is Ask My Mom for today. Mom.
Well, your mom always tries to give great advice. Yeah, I don't know.
It is mostly good.
Okay, good. Here's a question for you. I live in San Diego, and over the summer, I met a guy online when I was visiting family in Massachusetts. I really didn't have any intention of starting something serious, but sure enough, I matched with someone, and we really vibed. This was about a month and a half ago, and our texts turned into calls and eventually hours of FaceTime. We made plans to meet and even talked about eventually one of us relocating. It was starting to get serious, and I couldn't have been happier. Not to mention his mom lives in California and my family lives in Massachusetts, so where he lives. Couldn't get any better, right?
Right.
Well, unfortunately, I'm not sure if this is a situation of if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. I caught him in a lie this past Sunday. He told me on Saturday that he wouldn't be available to FaceTime on Sunday night, because he was going to be spending the night with his son with autism. I had no problem with this, of course, and wished him a good night when he said he had arrived. Well, shortly after that last text, I got a call from him that went to voicemail and turned out to be a butt dial. I love this part. Mama Nancy, that's when your phone goes off unintentionally in your pocket. Thank you. You obviously are a listener.
Which let me tell you, my mom, by the way, is the my mom and my dad are the king and queen of butt dials.
Yeah, no joke. The voicemail was 3 minutes long and was the furthest thing from a visit with a child.
Mm-hmm.
It was him and his friends partying. Sounded like they were drinking and playing video games, and I knew my guy was at his house because at some point he said something about his cat getting in the way. Also, his son lives an hour away. Side note, I had his location on my phone from the dating app, and he was in his town, not his son's. It's accurate, I promise. So the next day, I confronted him and asked how the visit was, and he said it went well. I asked what they did, and he told me some of the things they presumably did. I told him about the voicemail, and he started stammering, and I got mad and got off the phone. Then he sent me this long text about this, that, and the other thing and confessed. I told him he lied on multiple occasions, including the day after. He told me he didn't want to come off as irresponsible. That was why he lied. He said he was planning on going there, but then his plans changed, which I would have been fine with that if he came clean the next day, but he continued to deny it. If I didn't get that voicemail, I would have believed him, and he would have let me. I won't go on and on because I think everyone gets the gist. My question is, do I end this before it even starts, or do I give him a chance because we are all human and sometimes things happen? I feel like if he's already lying about something minor, it's possibly a sign of his character and could turn out to be a toxic relationship with more serious lies to come. Trust is so important anyways. Never mind if you are going to get involved with someone long distance, but I really fell for this man, and that has not happened for me in literally years. He says it's mutual. What would the CMB's fam do? Oh, I love that. What would the CMB's fam do? Yeah, fam.
Woo. Well, mother.
Well, you know, it is early on, and it sounds like they haven't even really met face to face yet.
Wait, have they not?
I don't think so.
I think they have.
You do?
I think they have. Because didn't she say at the beginning they met because he was in San Diego? Read the first couple sentences. I could have sworn they said that's like how they met.
Oh, yeah. And we made plans to meet and even talked about eventually one of us relocating.
Yeah. Yep, so yep, they yep, met in real
yep,
life.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think if I was really attracted to this guy that I would give him another chance. I mean, wow. Now he knows he's been caught. He'll hopefully be more careful. Maybe he was really planning to be with his sons, and then his friends came over, and he was like, oh, yeah, okay. So, you know, I don't know. I think I'd give him a chance. It's too early. It's only a month and a half. That's just me, though.
I don't. I'm not saying you can do whatever you want, obviously. Here's the thing. You can't unknow it. You can't unknow.
Right.
Like, you now know that in a moment of discomfort,
mm-hmm.
How do you always know he's not going to pick the lie?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm afraid of is mm-hmm. like, you know that now, and it is what it is. Like, it's not like it has to be. I don't think he's a terrible person or like, oh my God, mm-hmm. we should shame this man forever. But right. We now know that in a moment where he feels uncomfortable, there mm-hmm. is the option of him to choose the lie versus the uncomfortable conversation. We know that now. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, you're not in that deep. And you mm-hmm. have to kind of understand, this is my thought on it, is like, you mm-hmm. have to kind of say in your mind, is that the kind of partner that I want? Like, mm-hmm. Am I okay with that? And some people honestly probably are. I personally am not great with it.
Yes.
I am
you have trust issues.
Yeah. Because you can't unknow it now. You can't unknow that, like, in a moment, like how can you ever just say, well, how do I know this is the truth? When you know mm-hmm. that has taken that opportunity over something that does seem a little non-important.
Right.
Why couldn't he just said, oh, hey, by the way, I am, you know, my kid canceled or whatever. So I'm gonna stay home with my guy friends tonight, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or even when you confronted him on it, like, oh yeah, sorry, I didn't tell you. Like, why not? I don't understand why he couldn't have just told you that. He's seeming irresponsible.
I wish he had done that.
Yeah, like, he had the opportunity to come clean and he didn't. Again, this is not a huge deal, but we now know that in that moment, he may choose to give you the answer that's going to make things better versus the truth.
Yes.
So, if you're okay with that, and this is not me being judgmental, but literally, if you're okay with that, then okay. Some people are okay with, like, white lies, and they're just whatever. It's just stupid. Who cares? And then some people aren't okay with that. Some people, I mean, like, always want the truth. And I'm the kind of person that always just wants the truth. Like, right, good or bad, if it's going to hurt my feelings, if it's going to make you look bad, whatever. At least we know the reality of the situation, right? Mm-hmm. So that's my two cents on it. You can't unknow this now.
Right.
And now you have to decide, is that the kind of partner that I want? Mm-hmm. Do I want to kind of put, and if it's okay, then fine. Why not? Just keep going. But like, I think now is a pivotal time for you to like sit back and say, is this what I want in a partner? Because like, mm-hmm, why waste your time? You guys are going to have to sacrifice a lot.
Yes.
And one thing too that stuck out to me, I don't know if it stuck out to anybody else, is you said his son with autism.
Right.
And I didn't know if like he said that in like a sense of using that to, you know, like, I don't want to say manipulate the situation, mm-hmm, but to, you know, well, you know, my son's got autism, so I need to like stay home tonight. Use it as like a, what's the word, mom? You see what I'm trying to say here?
As a pawn?
Yeah, but almost as like a guilt trip. Yes. You know,
oh yeah.
For a very light, and that's nothing about autism, but you see what I'm saying? Like, right, as like a, well,
trying to make it a legit excuse. I'd so love that to hang out with you tonight,
but my son, and how do you say no to someone when they're like, my son with, yes, autism needs, yeah, support? You know, yeah, what I mean?
Right.
Like, he uses that to only like empower his situation.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah,
worrisome to me. But yeah, again, Is it breakupable over? To most people, no. To me, even, probably no.
Yeah.
But again, this is all about integrity at this point. And if, you know, we're getting too old for this, and I'm telling you, as somebody that's been there, done that, what you don't want to do is get yourself into a situation with characteristics that you don't really stand for.
Uh-huh.
And so now you've got the chance, your values, what do you stand, mm-hmm, for? And if you, right, don't stand for lying and being dishonest, then yeah, it's time, mm-hmm, to make a change. I don't, yeah, I think if you'll do it once, he'll easily do it again. But what do most people think though?
Yeah.
Like, to you, is this, I mean, this is really good. We could use some support here. So can you call, right, us 888-Kramer-8? And yeah, what do you think? Like, would you be able just to like brush this off and just say, okay, you know, mm-hmm, like, it's no big deal. It's, well, white, it's lie. Who cares?
It's certainly an opportune time to have a serious conversation about trust.
Yep, for sure. 888-Kramer-8. That's our phone number. Call us up. And that's going to do it for you today, Mom. I love you.
I know you do, honey. And I love you forever.
Ooh. I don't think I understood the concept of burning a candle on both ends until I moved to Maryland. Now I get it, because it's 6:37 at night, friends, and I'm about to go do more work. Eat dinner and then work more. I love you. Thank you so much for putting up with the show and the good days and the bad, and coming on back and letting me have bad days and still putting it up with it and everything else. Hey, call us though, seriously. Let's get some calls going. It's been slow this week. We all haven't had a ton of things calling about, I get it, but I really do want to know what you would do if you overheard this voicemail. Am I crazy in thinking like you really got to make some hard decisions? You might as well do it now, because I don't know that action is going to change. 888-Kramer-8. 888-KRA-MER-8. I love you. See you tomorrow for Friday, baby. Bye.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.